Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alyssa. How may I help you?
Yes, Alyssa. I spoke to somebody there a couple weeks ago in regards to a refund on the products. What do you need from me, I guess? You know what I'm talking about? It was the women's facial creams.
Okay, well, give me your zip code so I can see what's the problem.
What do you need from me?
Your zip code.
40356.
40356?
Correct.
Okay, hold on. Can I get your first and last name, sir?
Lou Sabino, S-A-B-I-N-O.
Okay, can you confirm your mailing address?
116 South Creek Drive, Nicholasville, 40356.
Okay, what I have here, I see that you had talked to somebody about it, and they did cancel your account. They canceled it, everything.
Yeah, but they didn't send the product. I mean, I called and complained.
You mean send the product? The last time, the last product you was charged for is $91.89 and $92.90 for the. Hold on, which product it was again? Hold on, real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, we did the. I don't have it in front of me. I think one of them was
the cream.
One of them was a facial cream.
And the serum. The cream and the serum.
I'm sorry.
You've been charged for the face cream and the eye serum.
Correct.
Yes.
But I called and complained about the way it was sold. You know, that I,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a mute point. He told me I was not going to get the refund. I got very upset and so on.
Yes, I know. It says in the notes that you, yeah. Here's the problem.
Okay, so my account is canceled. Correct?
Yes, your account is.
Okay,
you're not going to get no product.
Okay, but why didn't they send what I paid for? I had not received any product.
Since they canceled your account, you're no longer getting, what is the date? They canceled on May the 12th. Is that correct?
I don't know what
yeah,
day I talked
that's
to.
That's the last day that they have for your last shipment was May the 12th. It's been success.
No, it's hitting my bank account on the 13th.
May the 13th? But it says...
I'm getting charged $180-some. They would not refund my money, and they don't send the product? Yeah, I made it clear to them that I did not want to be shipped any more product, but I think I should at least get what I paid for.
Yeah, once you said that, you're no longer getting that product because I cannot do so much for you, but I'm just a third party call. I don't do the shipping. Once we put that in the system, they have to ship it for you or not. So once she canceled that account, it's no longer coming through.
Oh, so I'm not only going to get, I've already been charged $180-some-odd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting nothing for it, is what you're telling me.
Yes. It's been done for. It's completely done.
And you guys are still in business, doing the business this way?
Yes, sir.
This is total bullshit.
I'm sorry, sir, that you're disappointed. I am so sorry for that.
Disappointed to charge these outrageous amounts and then not even get any product for it?
Yes, this been happened. This been in May 12th. I see this is the date,
yes,
and it's been successful May 12th. But I'm
sorry.
I
canceled the out from reoccurring, yes.
Yes,
but
so you don't have the product.
I get what I paid for. That's another one they had somewhere in the fine print for a button I was supposed to push. You guys are a total scam. This is crazy. I want my product, sir. This is going to be a problem. It's going to cost you a lot more than $180.
I'm sorry, sir. You canceled it. So I can't do how much I... This is how much I can do so far. I can't do it.
Well,
your stuff is already canceled, so I can't...
Phone. Put somebody on the phone that's above you that can do something.
Well, this the number that you call is a third-party call. This is customer service. And all I can do is say...
Customer disservice. There's no customer service here.
I'm sorry, sir, because I can't do nothing for you because your stuff is canceled. It's literally, I can't do nothing. It's canceled.
So
I can't touch it. I can't.
And cancel the delivery. That's ideal.
Yes, because
charge
you choose to cancel.
Cancel the delivery.
You choose to cancel.
Yeah.
You can't get the product. If it's not already shipped out to you, you cancel on the day when they're about to ship it out. They canceled it. So you can't get it. If it was still at your, if it already shipped out to your house, then you cancel it. It'll be okay.
I canceled reoccurring. I canceled pre-order.
It's complete. Like, it's fine print. I'm trying to say, this is what I'm trying to say, is to make you understand. One, say for instance, you ordered a product.
You're not going to make me understand, sweetheart.
That's why I'm trying to break it down easily for you. Once you order it, it's shipped, and then it's already at your house, and then you cancel it, then you got the product. But once you is in the process of actually shipping, and you cancel it, and you already cancel it, boom, you can't get nothing because it's been canceled.
Yeah, boom. You make the rules as you go along.
Actually, we part of the company, but we don't make the rules of it.
Yeah, I understand.
That's my bad that happened to you. I'm trying my best to help you, but I just can't help you because everything is canceled. So I can't do nothing on this computer for you to get your product back because it's been canceled.
So you're not customer service. You're worthless to me.
My bad. But thank you for calling customer support.